The Civil War. The entire country put down its remote and was captivated. We are a visual culture now, but books can still work their magic. Here is one short course. The Jews. No doubt you have an advantage here. Most believers have absorbed the general outline of the wanderings and then the ups and downs of God's chosen people. But it's still an incomplete story when only Scripture is relied upon, because Scripture does not relate how the history of the Jews affected the vast world around them. In 1998, Thomas Cahill wrote, The Gifts of the Jews, How a Tribe of Desert Nomads Changed the Way Everyone Thinks and Feels. Start here. The Jews invented the idea of a developing history that could be shaped, though its future could not be known. They were given tasks by God to complete, and this gave structure to their civilization in a unique way. Abraham was charged to be a blessing, and the ethics of the West began to take shape. The Greeks. The idea of freedom was born in Greece, as were many ideas on how best to preserve and defend it. Ideals of behavior also developed here, some parallel with those given the Jews by God, some radically different. The birthplace of civilization is the generally accepted title for ancient Greece. But it is a hard place to understand, even in passing. For both Greece and Rome, I suggest backing into your outline of history through readable fiction. Enough of the story is there to get you on your way. You are lucky to live after Stephen Pressfield has written The Gates of Fire and Tides of War. The first book tells the story of the Spartans' heroism at the Battle of Thermopylae. The second exhausts but thrills the reader with an account of the Peloponnesian War, the 27-year civil war.